This is the Composer's Datebook for October 13th. I'm John Burge. Today we have a tale of three cities, Boston, Minneapolis, and Seattle, and the coast-to-coast saga of a symphony by the American composer David Diamond. On today's date in 1944, Diamond's Second Symphony was given its first performance by the Boston Symphony, with the legendary Russian-born Serge Koussevitzky conducting. Koussevitzky was a famous patron of new music, and in the 1930s and 40s, the Boston Symphony premiered many new works. But in this case, Diamond's symphony was originally written for Minneapolis. The famous Greek-born conductor Dimitri Mitropoulos admired Diamond's music and had intended to premiere the new work with his orchestra, the Minneapolis Symphony. Mitropoulos had even personally paid for the preparation of the symphony's orchestral parts. But when it seemed the premiere would have to be postponed, Mitropoulos suggested Diamond offer that first performance to Koussevitzky in Boston, who gave the work's premiere to great acclaim. In 1990, after decades of neglect, Diamond's symphony came to Seattle. To celebrate the composer's 75th birthday, a new recording of Diamond's Second Symphony was made by the Seattle Symphony and its conductor Gerard Schwartz. The recording sparked renewed interest in Diamond's work. In 1995, in recognition of his lifetime achievements, Diamond received the National Medal of the Arts from then-President Bill Clinton. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composer Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.